Well, good morning out there, and happy White Elephant Day, P1s. Today is December 8th, and this is the 2021 edition of the Ticket's White Elephant. This ticker is a service of Maestro Dobel Tequila and Reliant Air Conditioning. It is 5:30 in the morning for you six terrestrial listeners, and for those of you streaming, just look at your clock. It's whatever time it is you're listening to us at. The voice you're hearing right now is that of Blake Jones, spare midday producer here on the station. My cohorts for this 5:30 to 10 a.m. shift will be along shortly, but I want to get this day started with an instructional audio piece. There will be many different people here delivering tickers on these airwaves, and I want to provide some help, a how-to guide, if you will, for those that normally don't do tickers. So, Mino, let's pop in that CD over there I found, and let's get some do's and don'ts on how to do a ticker. Well, hello there. This is your online crash course for Intro to Tickers for Beginners 101, the prerequisite to the training video How to Do Tickers for Dummies 102. Today we will learn all of the basics for how to do a ticket ticker. So get out your notepads and number two pencils, newbies, and strap in as we hear some real life footage of some tickers past to teach you what to do and what not to do to get you prepared to do your very own ticket ticker. Okay. The first topic I want to cover is your script and how you mustn't ever deviate from said script. Never leave the script, never. But if you do, pretend you didn't make a mistake and move on.
Have gone on to win. Looking at the win order, Miami is one. I'm sorry, they're going to win. That's the likelihood. Anyways, your next ticket ticker is at 7:30.
Sometimes in your script, you'll have to read info from sports you know nothing about. When you get to that point, simply read that sentence in the cadence of reading a hostage note.
Lance Armstrong will only have two guys who will be in their first year of racing with the U.S. Postal Team when he takes to the streets of France for trying to win his sixth Tour de France title. Six guys who rode with him and helped him win.
I hope you never have to encounter this in your career, but if you do have to read an autopsy or report on how someone died, treat the family with respect.
Despite the fact that traces of cocaine were found in his pee-pee, the death of Julius Erving's son, Corey, has been ruled accidental. Last month, the 19-year-old was found submerged in his car in a pond near the family's home.
If for some reason you're in the year 2007, you're going to want to have a killer ticker tease ready to go to make people want to stick around for another 30 seconds to hear your two-day-old sports update. Here's a couple of examples.
I'm Michael Krennic. While the Chargers can't make it tough for the boys.
The Lakers make the call, all that and next on the Ticket Ticker.
If you've done a couple of these tickers and you're feeling confident, maybe you've completed our course Sick Tick, the Art of the Perfect Ticker, you can inject a heroin needle directly into your arm during a ticker tease.
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player in her interest in federal interest. That's on the Ticket Ticker.
Now that we've handled script situations and teases, let's discuss being ready for that ticker and opening jingle. Before every ticker, you're going to want to make sure nothing else is playing from your computer. Otherwise, you might end up with a situation like this. Ticket Ticker.
And I've got random music coming from somewhere.
You also want to make sure your voice is prepped and ready to go. Keep some lozenges or warm tea by your side to keep situations like this from happening.
Deborah Norvold's exclusive interview with a woman bike rider attacked by a mountain lion continues. How she got away? Only on Inside Edition.
But if you do happen to get choked up or lose your voice, simply get really angry and demand a break.
Ticker is a service of New Breaks God Almighty. Right before I turn my mic on. Go to break.
Don't confuse
God Almighty.
The news.
Getting a rasp in your throat is completely normal. So is coughing. We as human beings can't avoid it. And the worst thing is you can never feel a cough coming. That's why we recommend coughing and sneezing directly into the microphone for all the world to hear.
Today in Hamilton is expected to be up soon. The Pelicans tip-off tomorrow is at 7:30. From the league on the stadium lease is still playing out, with Rams owner Stan Kroenke making plans to build a stadium in Inglewood. Last season,
the next topic to be discussed here in Intro to Tickers for Beginners 101, the prerequisite to the training video How to Do Tickers for Dummies 102, is what to do when the inevitable happens. You stumble. Now we all stumble. Even our prize graduate Jason Kellison will mess up from time to time. But when he does, he is one of the best at recovering. Here are some examples of what to do if you happen to mess up. First, you can try giving up.
Friday evening when they take on the Memphis Grizzlies. By the way, the owner, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks,
are we still on the air? Who's saying anything? All right, it's 6:18.
Wow.
It's okay if you mess up. Just turn it into a really funny noise.
All over the road, like this ticker. Watch for that in the game. An MMA website is...
Ramon Sessions, while also showing interest in the recently amnestied... Elton
what
Brand and Marcus Camby.
If you do happen to make a mistake, end your sentence curtly so everyone knows you took it personally.
The Mavericks play... Mavericks play tomorrow.
But then again, maybe the best way to cover up a mistake is to ask to start over again and hope everyone forgets your on-air blunder.
The AL West, Cowboys just three practice... Let me try and start again on the right line. They're
breaking
just 2 weeks away.
Now.
No, not the beginning of the ticker. The Cowboys are just 2 weeks away from the first preseason game, August 13th at Oakland.
Mavericks, Mavericks schedule gets to its toughest point now. Boy, that was a train wreck.
Now here's one lesson every good ticker person knows. If you happen to stumble, you need to make sure you speak as fast as you possibly can to try to fast forward through the rest of the sentence, as to trick the audience into thinking you didn't just poop your pants verbally.
The first three first half scores, starting off to three first half scores in a 31-21 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers Thursday night at the Link,
and to beat the Seabass. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10 with Sean. I'm Rich Phillips. Hi. Reminding the P1s to B1, tune us and turn it up. Keep it on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Now for the tricky stuff. You're typically going to get all fastballs here at the ticket. Tickers at 10 and 50 past every hour. But if your ticker is for some reason skipped, you must speak up for yourself. Demand that ticker.
The ticket.
The ticket!
Ah! Radio! Radio! Alert! Alert!
This is what golf is doing.
You're on the air.
Oops. I have a question for you guys.
So. Can you pause for a ticker?
Oh. Way to go, Mino.
And then sometimes the board op will grow so bored of your tickers that he leaves during your ticker. So you must throw it to the musical genius next to you to come up with lyrics to the bed music.
I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. We have no board op. So the ticker continues. It's the ticker song.
I
was jamming.
And that does it for Intro to Tickers for Beginners 101. Don't forget to sign up for the next class, How to Do Tickers for Dummies 102. Until then, good luck out there.
This ticker is brought to you by Cheese and Crackers. I can't find it. Who's leveraging this, Ty?
Groobs at his Bob Steak and Chop House and Maestro Dobel Tequila.
Thank. The Dallas Mavericks basketball squadron played the Brooklyn Nets of Brooklyn at the American Airlines Center, known as the AAC, last night. The teams embarked upon a spirited contest in which the victor had more hoop makes than the losing team, which didn't. Jason Kidd was asked by the assembled media how he felt about the game.
Jason Kidd is my name, and basketball is my game. I can pass the ball, dribble, and shoot to J.
You know what? This isn't a day to talk about sports. Let's talk about farts. The best, most used fart drop of all time is colloquially known as Fart 14 in the Ticket's audio files. Up next is the commander farting while recording a spot in a production studio.
Yeah, the kids like that.
And who can forget the big fart? Certainly not me. And now here's a montage of other fun farts. And now for live reaction, let's go to Doyle King.
Oh, oh. I'm sorry, that's funny.
Oh, oh. Ty, who is this ticker a service of?
Groobs, it's Roland Technology Group, a proud sponsor of this year's Normathon. If your company is looking for 24/7 flat rate, all-inclusive DFW-based technology support and cybersecurity, call Roland Tech at 972-642-9025 or visit RolandTech.com today to schedule a consultation. Now back to more fun.
Thanks. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Grooves on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Oh, and I almost forgot. Moment of silence for Medina Spirit right now.
Paul in... what?
Later, fart knockers.
Ticker's a service of Wellborn Garage Doors and the Diamond Factory. Here it is. The Mavs lost. They suck. The Stars play in Vegas tonight. Ticket coverage starts at 8:30. Here's Grego and Rhines with Open Arms. Service of Mullen and Mullen. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at mullenandmullen.com. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
There's still a backup on 635 LBJ westbound at Hillcrest. The accident was cleared out of the way. There's still 15 minutes of stop and go from 75. LBJ northbound at Northwest Highway, that wreck is gone. Tarrant County, 35W northbound, approaching Western Center. There's reports of a crash in the right lane. I'm Becca with the Ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
The Ticket Ticker. The Ticker, a service of City Credit Union. Well, I haven't done any porn birthdays in a while, so I'm going to rattle a few off this morning for White Elephant Day. On December 8th, Angela Addison is 47 years old. Barely Legal, 120. Blacks on Cougars, 11. And Mommy and Me and Black Man Makes 3, 3. Bambi Brown turns 43 today. Black Ass Candy, 12. Ghetto Lollipops, 2. Crack Whore Trailer Trash, 2. Delta White, 41 years old today. She's been in Tight White Booty, MILF Magic 2, and Glory Hole Princess. Nika Noir is 37. Big Boob Film School Dropouts, Daddy's Worst Nightmare 14, and Anywhere But the Face. Lauren Phillips, 34 years old today. Banging the Boss 5, Don't Be Mad Mommy, and Busty and Bushy 2. Courtney James is 33 years old today, best known for Don't Let Daddy Know 4, Is That a Banana in Your Pants, and House of Poon. Brooklyn Rose, 26 years old today, Big Ass Curve 6, Lesbian Girls Club, and Watching My Daughter Go Black 9. Paisley Parker, also 26 years old today, Don't Get Mad, I F'd Your Dad Too.
Dude.
Your Mom Tossed My Salad 15.
15? Okay.
And finally, Daddy, My Thighs Are Sore. That is the Ticket Ticker, a service of Lava Cantina in the Colony. Okay. Tonight, the Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute Texas Flood takes the stage. Tomorrow night, the Reed Southall Band performs. Take a break from holiday errands and get to Lava Cantina in the Colony. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, when you hear all those titles,
Sports Radio 96.7,
don't you see how we screwed up God's plan?
Broadcasting live.
Yeah, I think that is God's plan.
KTCK AM, Dallas, Fort Worth.
KTCK FM, had no provision and no way to predict.
We've supersized God's plan is what we've done.
We supersized it. Oh,
he didn't have that foresight?
We went off the dollar menu on
that. He knew all this was coming, right?
Hi. I am 11 years old, and this is my ticket taker, and also why I love my dad. In past year, it's all been about safety first in the Davidson family. Dad has done his best to protect us all from COVID-19. He wanted us to be outside as much as possible, so we took a couple of trips to Colorado, and we went on some amazing hikes. It's great to be able to test your body and mind while you are outdoors in such a beautiful setting. But dad was so whacked out on weed, he couldn't see straight. He ate so many edibles and started talking about how he was the king of the mountain. He took his shirt off and was running around singing in a high-pitched voice, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, won't you come out and play? He finally drank some water and calmed down. Dad also encouraged me to play as much golf as possible. So we would go and play a ton while the lockdown was going on. This is the year I fell in love with the sport. And I owe it all to my dad. I can see how happy my dad gets when I hit a good shot or when I make a par. And when I hit a bad shot, Dad takes a 2-iron and hits me in the back of the legs and tells me to quit being a little golf bitch.
Gosh.
One time, I missed a 2-foot putt, and he made me bend over and grabbed my ankles. He then drove the golf cart behind me and floored it. The car hit my ass so hard. I went flying into the creek. But now I know to concentrate more over 2 foot. Face. Okay. Dad is always looking for a teaching moment. I also got in trouble a few times this year, but Dad was there to help me teach that all kids get in trouble. It's a matter of how you respond to the adversity. So when Mom caught me smoking cigarettes, Dad told me how to get out of it. He said that Ho never said anything about other brands of cigarettes. So smoke up, son. He bought me Camels, Chesterfields, king-size Kents, Cools, Dunhills, Lucky Strikes, Rare Hits, Newports, Paul Malls, Pal Malls, Parliaments, Polo Mids, Ramblers, Red Salem, Sterling, Super Kings, Darrington's, Virginia Slims, I really love to smoke. Dad says kids are too soft these days. Nothing hardens you like a good pack of smokes. I'm at the age now where I have learned some of life's hard truths. One of those is the birds and bees. No kid wants to hear from his parents. It's just uncomfortable. But Dad sat me down this year and really explained in a delicate manner this very awkward subject. He said, son, there's a time when every dad sits his son to talk about birds and bees, but I don't have any time for this shit. Here's a hustler. So I read the June 1979 edition of Hustler magazine. Why was everyone so hairy back then? He also handed me the DVD of A Manual in Space. He said, gravity doesn't affect boobs when they are in space, so you'll really like this movie. I learned so much about sex and space travel. Thanks, Dad. This has been my ticket taker for 2020. I'm Van Davidson, reminding you to keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. P.S. Dominion machines are crooked as hell. Oh, crooked.
Okay.
There he is again.
Political HSO.
And then he's got the cutest voice. I hate that puberty is going to ruin that voice.
I know.
It's so...
I didn't really for him.
He's got and he's also got the Corby laugh. He's got an infectious laugh.
Yeah.
I can't believe you make him read that stuff.
It's his ticker. The kid wrote it.
Yeah, he's a proficient writer.
Such bad parenting.
Well, so that was 2020. So let's take a peek if you will hit the ticket ticker bed.
Wait, it's not going to be an actual ticker? The ticket ticker.
And let's see.
Oh.
Hello again, everyone. My name is Van Davidson. I'm 12 years old and I am in 6th grade. This is my ticket ticker for 2021. Man, 2021 has been a crazy year, right guys? My dad has really tried to lead me in the right direction as far as becoming a respectful young man. He has taught me that opening doors for other people is a simple act of kindness. He has taught me that saying yes sir and yes ma'am go a long way as far as earning respect for your elders. He has taught me that when my grandmother asked me if I'm having a good day, I should never respond with, no, bitch.
Oh.
Dad says it's the little things that make a difference in becoming a young man. Now that I'm 12, I'm also starting to become interested in girls. But anyway, Dad has told me that you have to show respect to women. He told me about the Me Too movement. It really opened my eyes. So my days of saying things like, hey lady, my beer ain't gonna walk out of the fridge by itself, seem to be over. I probably have to quit saying other things like, you ever think about taking the laundry off that treadmill and actually getting your fat ass on it?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, speaking of laundry, your folding sucks, just like your mopping.
Jeez.
And hey, Grandma, that bra works about as well as your mind. And hey, yo, teacher, I've got an equation for you. 25 plus 25 equals 50, the exact amount of weight you need to lose. It will be a learning process, but I think I can change. My tennis game has picked up quite a bit. I've improved a lot over the last year, and I owe most of that to my dad and his coaching tactics. My favorite drill is called the Mexican Hammer. If I miss a shot in practice, he makes me take a shot of tequila. After my third miss, I'm so hammered I can't practice anymore. So Dad takes me to the strip club. I didn't know ping pong balls had so...
Oh my.
I didn't know ping pong balls had so many uses. Anyway, I really cut down on my mistakes, thanks to Dad. Another drill that has helped me out is called the Roman Candle Drill. It's all about getting faster and faster. To improve my speed, I run around the court as fast as I can with a lit Roman candle in my butt. Every time it fires off, it's like a jet propulsion coming right out of my rear end. And before you know it, I'm flying around the court like Usain Bolt. Brilliant tactic from my dad. Anyway, Dad is just the best dad ever. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope you keep your ears listening to Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Because without you guys, don't have a side yard, a pool, a grass tennis court, a Kenneth Copeland-style jet, a platinum chain that spells out Epstein for president, a tiger, an endless Ed Hardy clothing budget, sweet gold rims, a camel, the bones of Gavin McCloud, a bald eagle, stacks of fat cash, the Treaty of Versailles, and disturbing photos of Dan Bennett and Bob. Love you all. Peace and love. Van.
Wow.
Wow.
What was that platinum necklace that Van wears around?
Epstein for president.
Dude.
Gosh. Anyway, there you go. Merry Christmas to all the P1s and especially the 12-year-old kids out there.
Hey, P1s, this is Gordon Keith with your Ticket Ticker. I know we're having a lot of fun right now listening to Corby defending the elites and Ty Walker discussing backdoor teen moms going black for Thanksgiving 14, the director's cut. And, of course, Jake running down his top 10 ER visits resulting from the use of erotic pool noodles.
Lodging.
But I thought that we would take a moment to finally get around to having a moment of silence for all those other people killed with Kobe. Coming up next, Dirk Nowitzki.
Hello there. This final Ticket Ticker is brought to you by Roland Technology Group, Maestro Dobell Tequila, and our friends at Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Happy White Elephant Day from your fellow P1s at Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Mullen and Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 214-INJURED or online at mullenandmullen.com. Now enjoy a montage of Christmas songs from the past few years, culminating with today's offering.
So don't wish me a Merry Christmas, or comment on my fitness, or gender, race, or sexuality, or any of my traits. We've had enough of your hate speech. This feels like threats to my safety. That coffee cup better not be red. If so, you'd be better off dead.
Rosen ripped up a fresh e-brake, and the cap ate a cumulus. Popping like, whoa, the what about eggnogs are starting to flow. It's just a holiday party with an implication. Not of danger, but of seedy hugs and awkward conversation. And George Tiziani says, don't eat that, it'll make you less potent and probably fat. I'll probably die, biding my time, waiting on a ticket host to die. Yes, I'll probably die, biding my time, waiting on a ticket host to die.
That's a Ticket Ticker. I'm Jake Kemp on Sports Radio 1310, yeah, 96.7 yeah. FM, The Ticket.
Everything is going on out there, more than we think it is. Everything in life is somewhere else, and you get there in a car. Everybody wants to buy a new car, but nobody wants to buy one. And everything is expensive until it costs too much.
But you know, we're all just really trying to
clear Christmas.
All right, that's your ticket ticker. That's it for the White Elephant Day Morning Drive crew. Up next, a mix with the next guys on the ticket.